is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Welcome back, coach. Congrats on the big win last week, 63-0. I think we're back on track with 2-1. Looked like you were able to work out pretty much what you wanted to work out.
Yeah, definitely. It was homecoming last week for us at Brunswick High School, and what a great crowd showed up to Glen County Stadium. I think we played as many blue jerseys as we could, in the game, and our guys really, capitalized on some turnovers and, met a lot of goals that night, and I'm so proud of them and proud of our fan base for showing up and cheering these guys on.
Coach, was there anything specific that you wanted to work on that you went in and said, all right, we're going to do this or that? Or
I mean, the word of the week that we had was clean. We just wanted to play a clean game, and I think our guys accomplished that. We had some good blocking on the perimeter. We, made some tackles, and, we just played a clean game in special teams, and I'm proud of those guys for that. And the goals that they accomplished, I think we're having each other's back, playing all the way, to the whistle and being physical in the trenches. I think they accomplished that. And moving forward, I think, this week, we got a great opponent as well.
Well, Coach, I thought it was a very nice tribute at the very start of the game, the first play of the game. We had the one, everybody holding up the number one. Took a delay of the game penalty. Talk to us about what went on there.
Yeah, we talked, as a team and everything, that we wanted to. It was our first home game. It was homecoming. Even though we had the border wars at Glen County Stadium, this was our night. And the first play of the game we wanted to take at Glen County Stadium was a tribute to Michael. We took the play. We took the field with 10 players on the field just to honor him. He would have been out there with us. And a lot of our guys, we put our ones in the air and took the 40-second clock all the way down. And a lot of class showed by Islands and Coach Printup for declining the penalty. And we appreciate that. And, a lot of class shown on his part and from his team as well.
Absolutely. What a nice gesture it was. Well, Coach, we pretty much did anything we wanted to in that game. When you bring in a team like that, and they were obviously, they struggled a little bit. Are there any negatives to playing it? Because we played two powerhouse teams earlier, and this team, they didn't really have anything that, for us. So what is there anything negative about that?
I mean, the one thing I look at is, you want to execute every play regardless who's in front of you, and I think that's what our guys were trying to look at and accomplish that was it doesn't matter who lines up in front of you or what front it is because they played numerous defensive fronts, and they did a really good job of making their calls, but as far as something negative that can come from it, I think you just can't get caught in blocking a person or manning up a person. You got to, keep to your assignments and everything, and you can't worry about your opponent and what they do. You got to control what you can control, and I think our guys did a really good job of that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, you were up 49-0 in the first half. Was it the plan all along to put the second string in? Because I know you got to play the second string and the third string guys even got in there and got some reps.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge for us. Anytime that we can get, guys that work just as hard as our starters do Monday through Thursday, I think that's a chance to reward those guys. And they earned they earn the right to be out there, but it's really good for the experience factor. I think if you can get as many of your guys playing on a Friday night, the next time they get out there, the lights won't be so bright. You know, I'm sure the first time some of the guys went in, they were a little bit nervous. I'm sure maybe had a little tremble in their knees or something, you know.
Anybody throw up on the sideline?
Okay. Throwing up
making sure.
So, but I think it was really good getting those guys out there and you know, get them the experience, get them the game-type reps. I don't think you can replicate game-type reps in practice. You try your hardest to do that, but the only thing that you can gain that experience is if you throw them right in the fire. And those guys did a really good job. Like you said, we played a lot of second-string guys, a lot of third-string guys. And that was really good for us to gain that experience.
Well, let's just talk about the first string real quick, because the first half, we looked really good. I mean, with our first in there, JR running around and throwing. He was running and throwing. So he looked great. Jay Towns even got in there a couple of times. I think he had two scores, and we hadn't seen much of him lately. So he's obviously healthy.
Yeah, he's back healthy. You know, I think, you know, that was the question going into the game was how much could he do and what was his limitations. But he was not limited. You know, I think we're 100% healthy right now, and that's definitely where we want to be at the beginning of every week and going into each game. But yeah, he had two touches for two scores and looked really good. Those other guys did a really good job, and they can't run the ball or catch touchdown passes without our offensive line. I think offensive line stepped up. They still got to improve every week. I think there's a few things, you know, miscues on some stuff, but that's something that we got to clean up and get better at, you know, this past week in practice.
Well, I think we're spreading it around pretty good. Everybody got it, you know, got especially our athletes that usually the one scoring. Terry Mitchell, I believe, got in and got some scores. Did Hezzy, did he get a score?
Yeah, I think he got one.
Well, we scored nine
he
times.
Was close.
We scored nine touchdowns, Coach.
I can't remember. There was a lot of them.
Nine.
Came really close. I think it was like on the inch yard line got down.
And what's neat is nine touchdowns and we made every PAT.
Yeah, that's really
that,
huge.
That's amazing.
Think,
that's great.
You know, yeah, we had nine total drives and they ended with nine touchdowns. You know, the saying is that you want to end every possession with a kick, whether it be a PAT or a field goal or a punt. And if you don't end it with a kick, that means you either threw an interception or fumbled the ball, and that's a turnover. But definitely you want to end it with a kick, and we ended it with nine PATs. And, you know, that was really huge. McClain made them all. I'm going to brag on you for a little bit. Your son had one of the PATs.
I saw Zach run in there and hold it.
And that was a great experience for him to get in there, and just a great opportunity for him to, you know, showcase his skills.
Absolutely. That's a big stage for anybody, really. And I believe next Friday night, it's going to be even a bigger stage.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, Coach, our second stringers, let's talk about them real quick. Grant going in, he looked really good running around throwing the ball to Waseem and Nigel. I believe they even got touchdowns as well.
Oh, yeah. Right? I think those guys, you know, did a heck of a job coming in. I mean, these guys we're about to talk about, Waseem Murray, Nigel Gardner, Josiah Gibbons, those three guys are freshmen. And, you know, the future looks bright with the Pirates. And, you know, they got in. I think the one thing about those freshmen is when they got in, they didn't look nervous. They knew what to do. They looked, you know, very comfortable back then. I think that was so important. And when they ran the ball, they ran it very effectively. They were running hard. They had great ball security, and I think that's what you look at in our run game.
Getting some important touches for those guys. You got to be pleased with what you got coming up. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High-quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Financing available, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Coach, I saw some folks playing last week that I didn't recognize. Number 8. What can you tell me about him? Because he looked like he was shot out of a cannon as well.
Yeah, we got 2 number 8s. I don't think that was River Krill back there running the football.
No, it wasn't River. I know River.
That's Josiah Gibbons, freshman running back. He had a heck of a night. I think he had the longest run of the night and finished with a touchdown. I think he had 77 yards on maybe just 4 or 5 carries. And, he's gonna be definitely a force to reckon with.
I saw him running hard, and he hits the hole really hard, so I'm thinking, how can we get him the ball? How can we get him involved? And I heard that you played 100 kids last Friday. Is that true?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. We try to play as many blue jerseys as possible. I know there's probably a few guys that wanted some more reps, and just with the running clock, that's very difficult to do in the second half. But we tried our best, and everybody that got in, got some plays. One play that sticks out in my mind in the second half is Jack Kennedy, one of our defensive linemen, got a sack.
I saw that.
Third quarter.
What was his number? He's number 43. 43, yep. I saw it, yep.
Got a sack, and I think Tristan Tootle, number 28, finished with an interception. And these are guys that, work hard all week long, and they definitely deserve those Friday night reps.
Outstanding, Coach. Yeah, I saw the interception, too. That was a freshman as well?
No, that's a sophomore.
Okay. So that was a great play that he made. Well, give us an injury report after a full week of practice, getting ready for this game, folks. How are we looking?
Injury report, 100% healthy. Nothing, like I said before, nothing. Some ice and some tape can't fix during the week of practice and some ice buckets, but just coming in healthy, hoping our guys are staying hydrated through the week and just taking care of their body.
Well, Coach, after the games, I like to I run home and turn on the news. I like to listen to Jacksonville. Every now and then, they'll splash up Brunswick High. I'm like, oh, there we are. This week, they've kind of highlighted us a little bit. We're kind of the game of the week. They've even circled it. So they even know down in Jacksonville that Brunswick Glen Academy is a pretty big game.
Yeah, when you talk about the city championship, I don't think it gets any bigger than this. One thing it is comparable to is the Wintersville Classic that's over in Valdosta High School in Lyons. That's been a big tradition over there, but that's the only game that I can compare it with. It is our Georgia-Florida, rivalry game, and Glen County Stadium will be packed out. That's a fact.
Well, we don't typically play Glen the first region game, in my recollection. Is that something that was by design, or how'd that happen?
It happened last year, and because we also have in our region, we got South Effingham and Effingham. And what they try to do is the first week of the region, they try to do all the rivalry games out of the way. So actually, when we play tomorrow night, when we play Glen Academy, South Effingham and Effingham will be playing each other in their rivalry game as well. I want to go back and talk about, you know, our islands. We talked a lot about our offensive guys. And I don't know, I don't want to skip down into any defense, but our defense, you know, pitched a shutout against Islands, which playing that many guys, that's really tough. And I just want to give them some credit, give our coaching staff some credit of the job that they did against Islands.
Oh, absolutely. I'll shout out to the defense. Absolutely. And the defensive line and the offensive line, the guys that never get love,
they did
an outstanding job. So, absolutely, Coach. It's a good job there. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, what do we got going on this week? I know we had a big dinner last night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're a day late on our Coaches Show. You know, this is a Thursday night. It's usually a Wednesday night at 7:30, but, you know, we had to kind of make some arrangements and move them to some things. We had an FCA dinner at Glen Academy in their cafeteria. It was sponsored by the FCA of Golden Isles. And we had a great speaker last night. Pastor Jermaine Johnson came and spoke to us, and he's a pastor at Community Church in Brunswick. And, you know, he actually came to us. We're very familiar with him. And he came to us and spoke to our team, you know, when we had the loss of Michael. And just the community support as well has been very big for us. But it was a great event. You know, guys got a belly full, and I think that they, you know, our guys, you know, enjoyed their time there and listened to the message that they gave.
Outstanding. Well, Coach, let's talk about what we got coming up Friday night. You've seen Glen Academy play a couple of times based on our schedule. We had some bye weeks and we got to go watch them play. What can we expect?
I think you can expect everything that will be thrown at you and some more in the kitchen sink. I definitely think that you can't look at any records. I've said this before, you can't look at who we played, who they played, because you're going to get everybody's best from here on out. And definitely you're going to get their best knowing how much this rivalry game means. I think that these kids know each other. They played against each other when they were younger. So they're going to, you know, both sides are going to play and give it their all, every single down, every single rep. And that's what's to be expected.
Well, Coach, here's what I wrote down. Peacock, trick plays, pooch kicks, and onside kicks.
Yeah, those are all on the coaches' notes for sure. definitely got to find out, you know, they got some great players on their team, you know, and, you know, a lot of respect for their coaching staff and what they've done with their program. I think that, you know, definitely got to find out what great Peacock's had on the field, David Prince, you know, and then looking at the defense, you got to find out their linebackers. Their linebackers play very aggressively, very physical. Peyton Parker, Devontae Lane, those guys do a great job of making tackles and being physical in the box.
So that's obviously something you've planned for, and like, we got to locate these guys, and we're gonna call plays accordingly, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know where they're at. You know, they're all over the field, and I think you got to make sure you know where those guys are at all times.
Well, how do you prepare your defense for trick plays? Because you know that's coming.
I mean, I'm sure you know, you sneak them in there in the team script sometime during practice and try and catch them off guard, you know. But we just got to be disciplined. We got to know our roles. We got to do our assignments. And I think, you know, playing disciplined football and staying at home on some things, and, you know, just can't get caught. You know, we got a great eye discipline. Not only having our bodies where we're supposed to be, we can't be caught looking in the backfield and then somebody runs by us and you know, somebody throws a pass off the top of them.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated.
Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook. Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Well, Coach, big stage this Friday night, 13,000 plus that are expected in attendance. That's a pretty big stage. Are these kids excited?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They get, you know, playing the city championship in front of the hometown crowd. I think, you know, I would bet there would be about that many people there, you know, Friday night, tomorrow night, you know, in attendance. I think that it's going to be loud, I think it's going to be electric. Probably going to be very similar to the Camden game on both sides, you know, packed out, made a lot of noise, student sections being loud, and it's going to be a great Friday night atmosphere.
Well, Coach, I see you got some of your players in here, some of the leaders on this team, Mr. Darren Monroe, J.R. Elkins, Terry Mitchell, Jack Hunt. You guys get nervous in a big game like this?
Of course not.
Of course not, Terry Mitchell. How about everybody else on the team? Anybody nervous? You saw, you calm them down? How do you do it?
We believe like they believe.
You believe like they believe?
They got to come out with fire like we do.
That's right. You guys excited? Get them pumped up, right? All right. You got your walkout music and everything all set?
Yeah.
All right, we're excited for you. It's only going to be about 13,000. What are some of the key matchups that we can look for? I know you mentioned some of the Devontae Lang. And we got.
I definitely think, you know, key matchup is going to be in the trenches, offensive line, our, you know, us versus them, you know, O-line, D-line, our D-line versus their O-line. I think that's definitely a key matchup. I think that, you know, anybody that, you know, has to come up, you know, guard Terry Mitchell off the end, you know, in the secondary or any one of our receivers as well, I think, and they. Anybody trying to block Devin Smith, I think that's gonna definitely be an issue.
Well, Coach, this is a pretty big game. It means a lot to the community. I see we got the mayor, Cosby Johnson. Come on up here, Mayor. Let me ask you something. I appreciate you coming to the show and talking with us, talking a little Pirate football. And you're a Brunswick High Pirate, correct?
Yes, sir.
What is the game like this? What does it mean to the people in this community?
Well, I'll say it means, you know, I was just telling the guys, it means everything to us. You know, Brunswick High grad, we know what it means to have brothers and sisters and cousins on the other side of this rivalry. But when it comes to that Friday night, we know which side to sit on.
Absolutely.
We know who the family is, and, you know, we bleed blue and gold through and through. And so for us, it means something to not only show up for the community, but show up for these young men who mean so much to us.
Absolutely. We appreciate you.
Always.
Thank you.
So
yes,
much.
Sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, Coach, I mean, we should take care of business Friday, and based on what, you know, we talk, we've seen film, we've seen, you know, some of the games. Is there a chance that if we do get the game in hand, that some of these young guys can get on this stage? Because there's not going to be a bigger stage, because There's colleges that can't bring in 13,000 people to a game. So this is a huge, huge opportunity.
I mean, I would definitely love for that to happen. But I mean, that's why we got to play the game and see where we're at. And you know, these seniors, this will be the last time they get to play Glen Academy. So you know, I hope they go out there, they're prepared to play, take care of business, and just have a clear mind. You know, everything that we've done from here on out, it's all mental from here on out. All the physical work's been put in already. So you know, definitely got to go out and execute. You know, that's one thing that our guys are really, and our coaches have been harping on today.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, your team's obviously going to be jacked. They're going to be amped up, ready to go. How do you keep them calm and on track? Come just tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock when you get to class.
Yeah, I mean, we don't play until 7:30. And so we got to harness that energy. We got to, you know, stay cool all the way, all day long, go to class, pay attention to class, what's going on. And then we'll worry about that, you know, after school, we'll get back in the routine. You know, it really starts really at 4 o'clock weight training. That's when our routine hits. At 2 o'clock, our guys go to weight training, we get a game day lift in, and then some meetings, some walkthroughs, and then we have pregame meal at 4, and then, you know, everything just moves right along on schedule. And then they know when it's time to get hyped and when the emotions start going, and they've done a really good job this season of keeping their emotions, and I know they'll be ready to play.
Will there be any pep rally type activities Friday?
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a city championship pep rally at Brunswick High School. I definitely think, you know, Brunswick faculty and students will be there in attendance 4 o'clock, and just thankful that our admin and Mr. Turner are putting that on for our guys and honoring these guys. And like I said, last week for the homecoming game, we got one job, and that's to win the game. We got to do what we're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, your first week, you had brotherhood was your word of the week. Last week was clean. I think we were pretty clean. Was there a word of the week this week?
Yeah, I'll let you know that word at a later date.
Well, I mean, we can keep the brotherhood.
It's not bad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Something for the,
well, you know, you've always preached all about the family. We've kept that and brotherhood, and now we're clean, keeping everything. We're executing well, so that's that, you know, we're right on par with where we need to be. So that, you know, that's great. All right, Coach. I know you like to keep it close to the vest. You don't like to tell us, but I know we're blue and gold. Are we wearing some blue and gold, or what are we wearing Friday?
We are the away team Friday night.
We have to wear white. Okay,
yeah,
I got
we
got
to wear our white tops, but we might have a different pair.
You gonna wear some gold pants or something? Or?
We'll see. We'll see when it comes. When we come out of the locker room Friday night.
Okay. Coach likes to keep it close to the vest. That's all right. They'll be amped up, ready to go, Coach. Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming out and talking some Pirate football. We are excited about the game Friday night, and let's keep it rolling. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland signing off.